विष्णुपदाय आचार्य सिंह रूपिणे श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामिने अतिमत्त चरित्राय स्वाशितानंच पालिनी जीव दुखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदाय वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमः यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणं दिगे माई हार्टली माई ऑबेसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई गुरुदेव ओम विष्णु पार्षद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and so many humble dandat pranam in the lotus of my shiksha guru Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I think that you should sit all. Why wind? I have told so many Harikathas, beginning in Canada, Vancouver, and after that, California, Los Angeles, Beijing, and Houston. And after that, Alachua. I have finished my all Harikatha. I have nothing to tell more. Oh, everything is empty. What should I tell? I was thinking, what news should I tell? I saw that there is nothing to tell me. Same wine in new bottle. So same wine in new bottle I should distribute, because I see most of the devotees are from Bejar, from Los Angeles, from here and there, Alachua. Those who are there, like Puru Maharaj, his all, or you also, wife of Prabhu, and all, I see, the same Shrota, same audience. So I'm thinking, what, oh, very new faces are here, very new, but very few. So I should tell the old Harikatha, same. That
same Bhagavad,
same Shloka, but new meaning, new and new, so many meanings may come. So don't fear. Oh. So, in the beginning of Iron Age, this Kali Age, all the rishis of India, almost all the rishis, they assembled at Naimisharanya. And Sruta Goswami was there. Who is Sruta Goswami? The disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. That Sruta Goswami was there. And he had heard the Harikatha, Srimad Bhagavatam, from Sruta Goswami Maharaj in the Council of Parikshit Maharaj. Here, all the rishis are going pranam to Krishna. Janamadasya jata anmayadi tartasya abhigya swarat teine brahmaridaya jad kave muhyant surya tejo varmidam jatha vinmayo jat isargo amrisha dhamna svaina nirasta kohukam satyam paramabhim dharma prajjit kaitavo atra parma nirmasaranam satang vedyam vastavam vastavam matra vastu shivadam taptrayam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parayishvara Shaddo Avaruddhate Atra Kritivi Sushri Takkham. And then Nigamakalpatarur Galitam Phalam Sukamukhadam Vibravasam Pivat Bhagavatam Rasmalayam Muhuroho Rishikaha. After that, doing pranam. By Mangalacharanam, or Sruta Goswami is doing pranam. Sukadeva Goswami also beginning doing pranam. And also Vyas Dev is doing pranam. First in Mangalacharanam by these Shloka. Even Narada is also doing pranam. And Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar also. And our Guru Brahma also, because it has come from them in this world. So all. But here, Sruta Goswami is doing. So, from whom this world has been created? From whom it is nourished and supported? And in the end, in which it will all go. He is expert in all artheshu. Anvaya am adi vyatire. You know, Krishna has three powers. Chit Shakti, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti. He is telling that. From whom? Jeev Shakti, in whom this Maya Shakti is Jeev Shakti? Oh. All Shakti, transcendental powers are there. Chit Shakti, Parashakti, Ladini Shakti, Sambhid Ladini. So from Chit Shakti, everything in transcendental world has come out. Come out means here, they are transferred. The Shakti is transferred in all. And from Jiva Shakti, all Jivas were liberated or Maya Baddha, all. And from Maya Shakti, all this universe has come. But there is something else, Vyatire. the jeev who are really transcendental part of Krishna, they cannot come in this Maya Jagat, material world. But by the influence of Maya, Aghatan Ghatan Patiyasi Shakti, what?
The potency that can make the impossible possible.
So it made that jeev transcendental part, parcel. But he is influenced by this Maya. And he thinks that I am this body and thinking that, oh, this world is mine. Very strange and wonderful. And how he knows that jeev can come out of this Maya, abhigya, in awe. Tene brahmaridaj adhukave. He, what, inspired the Adi Kavi Brahma. So many tattva, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva, and all tattvas in these tattvas. All the Suraya, all liberated, even rishis and maharshis, are mohiyanti. What? But he inspired. Also he inspired in the heart of Brahma to express Srimad Bhagavatam. Adi Kavi Sukadeva Goswami is Adi Kavi. Inspired in his heart to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and speak Bhagavatam. Like this, there are so many, not only, so many meanings of this shloka. We have no time, and also the subject is so high that very rare can understand. So here, our subject is something else, so I am not telling all these things. Tejo bar midang jatha jatra banimayo tisharbo amrisha dhamna svaina sada nirastu kuhukam satyamba. Tejo bar midang jatra banimayo. Like in sun rays, sometimes anyone can think that, oh, here is water, but really no water. That is mirror, like Migdha Krishna. But it seems bari. What? Sometimes water. It condensed in birth, ice, and it becomes hard. I'm not hearing from you.
Solid.
And if you will throw it out, oh, your head can be broken. Sometimes you have heard that when Duryodhan came in the court council of Maharaj Yudhishthira, where there was solid, he saw water. And where water, he thought that he is solid. It may be like that. So, yatra binamayo tisargo amrisha. Oh. this world is not real. But even by the Maya of Krishna, it seems that it is true by me, by his Maya. But the dham of Krishna, like Vrindavan and Kulo Vrindavan and this Vrindavan also. Dhamna svain sada nirastakoh kam. Oh, that is transcendental. Always with his swarup shakti and the bilas of his swarup shakti, parashakti, where he plays with them, all the gopis and gopis, satyam paramadhimahi. Paramasatyam, or that dham and Krishna, his power and everything, I am dhimahi, I am meditating. So after doing pranam, all there is there. They began to tell to Sut Goswami, Prayen alpayasa, sabya klasmin juge jana, manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya hyupatrita. Prayen alpayasa. What meaning? Prayen alpayasa.
I can shut. Here, the sages are saying to Sut Goswami, in this age of Kali, prana alpa ayusa savya, all the populace of the world, their lifespan is very short.
You should think that you are in this yuga, irony. Kali, kalaham lati, quarrel brings this Kali. Without any reason, among husband and wife, especially. If they are married today, second day, oh, so many problems will come. And they will try to divorce next day. Third day, they made divorce. Fourth day, new. Fifth day, again new. Fifth day, more new. So many. With husband, oh, with father and mother, sons and daughters quarreling. Oh, with what?
Guns.
So many problems. So go on.
In this age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome. They are lazy. They are misguided. They are unlucky. They have no security. And above all, their minds are always disturbed by unlimited problems. These are the symptoms of the residents, the populace in this age of Kali.
So? Very big problem. Especially those who are sadhu. Oh, all will be against them. And those who are asadhu, not pure devotee, and they are right, Kali Yuga will make them unhappy. Right. And he can send Kali Yuga, Kansa, Duryodhan, Shishupal, Dantapakra, Kalyaman, Jarasandha, all these demons, and go and attack them. There is. Oh, then Kali Yuga will come in any shape and he will inspire the disciple against Gurudev. Don't follow him. You should discover some anything else and make so many disciples. So Kali Yuga doing all these things. Also, nowadays there is no substance in Harikatha. Because those who tell Harikatha, speak Harikatha, they are very greedy. They want money. If you will give money, then they will tell Harikatha. They will tell that promise, how much money you will give for 7 days Harikatha. So, there is no sar and substance in this katha also. And taking this money, they don't practice bhakti yoga. They support and nourish their own family, those who are lusty. Disciples also, with Gurudev, pure Gurudev, they will hear, but then they don't take all these Harikatha here, they will be most lusty. They will come only to choose their husbands, new boyfriend. And some also, disciples, male, they will come to class for what? For all this. Or anyhow, some business. And all the tirth places have become sarglis. Sarglis means? Why? Because of very bad persons, lusty, quarrelsome, like monkey. Now they are in dhams everywhere, in Vrindavan, in Mathura, in Navadvip. They take eggs, meat and everything, drugs. So, tirth places also have become like zero. In this way, everywhere, quarreling. Now we are fearing from this Kali Yuga. Oh, please tell us the Harikatha by hearing that. Atra sadho atra jat sarang samudhrit. You have heard so many from your Gurudev, from your Guru of your Guru, from so many devotees. You are this also inspired by Baladev Prabhu, no? And by your Gurudev, Vyas and Narad and all you have heard. And you have read all the epics. So, O Sadho, please tell us. Bruhina Saddhadhanam Jainatma Prasram Prasidati. By which our soul can be clarified, Nirmal. And how it can be happy. Even by chanting name and hearing katha, we are not so happy. Why? Why? So many problems are here. We should try to hear like Parikshit Maharaj. We should try to hear it like Narad Rishi and Bhakti Devi from the mouth of four Kumars. Like Dhundhakari. We should hear from like Dhundhakari heard from Gokarna. We should try to hear like Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should try to hear like Mahaprabhu heard from Raya Ramana. These are the ways. And all ignorance will go. Lust will go. And Krishna Bhakti will come in our heart and then we can be happy. Samprasidati. And that is why he is telling Sut Goswami, hearing he became very happy. And then tell. So, told. Sabai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhok khaje ahetukka pratihata jayatma samprasidati. What is the meaning?
By rendering transcendental service to Arhopsaja, the Lord who is beyond material senses, only when such service is rendered without any material cause and without any interruption, at that time one's soul can become happy.
Otherwise, in this world, only Some persons are happy, those who are foolish, drunkard, and they have lost their
discrimination.
They can be happy. How? Taking serious drugs, falling down on the drains, and dogs washing their mouths with hot water. No? And they what thinking? Oh, I'm monarch of whole world. Like this. So these foolish may be happy. And others, those who are realized soul by chanting and hearing pastimes of Krishna really. Those who have at least attained ruchi to hear Hari Katha, to utter Hari Naam, to chant Hari Naam. They have some taste. They can realize that they are happy. Otherwise, no third class of person are happy in this world. Their soul will be happy. Otherwise, never. You should try to hear and to practice like this. Don't engage your mind and soul and your all senses in what? Making money, and by that you want to be happy. Never, never. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janate Asu Bharagyam Jnanam Cha Jahad Ayahatukam. If you are purely hearing, you are following true bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti, then it is sure that bharagya and jnan are bound to come. Renunciation and all kinds of knowledge. Krishna tattva, maya tattva, ras tattva, bhakti tattva, radha tattva, all kinds of tattva way they come. They are bound to come, and renunciation also will come. Whether his family life or he is renounced. But this renounce will come. And if not coming, jnan and vairagya, then you should see that this is not pure bhakti and there is something loophole in this bhakti. I have been misguided. So not true bhakti. A bhakti will come. Surely his two sons are bound to come. Gayana and Vairagya. Surely and surely. Srinivatam Svakatha. Krishna Punya Savana Kirtanaha. Hridyam Tasto Yabhadrani Vidhano Suhit Satam. If you are hearing Hari Katha from the mouth of high class of Vaishnava, Rashik and Tattvagya, then Krishna will come in the form of Hari Katha in your heart and clarify all kinds of doubts, ignorance, even aparad, offenses, everything. Very soon it will go away. Like Sadbandhu, very bosom friend. And then Nashtaprayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nishti. And then Nashtaprayesu Abhadresu. What Abhadresu? Abhadresu means offenses, big offenses, and so many ignorance, doubts. Gradually they will go away. And if he is hearing Bhagavatam with Bhagavat, by the mouth of Bhagavat, but not he is hearing from any of Bhagavat, who is not Bhagavat, really. He must be Bhagavat, Rashik and Tattva. Then by hearing Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhagavat Bhaktir Bhavati Nashti, then Nashti ki Bhakti will come. Surely it come. Vidyate hridaye granthi chindante sarva samsaya chyante chasya karmani dishte vatmanish vidyate hridaya granthi. What is hridaya granthi? Hridaya granthi is the granthi. Granthi means knot. Where is the knot? Oh, with the soul to Maya. This is knot. To enjoy Maya. And this knot is in Jeev plus Maya. This is a very, what? Knot. Very tight knot. If you want to lose it, it will be more tightened. So any expert, like Nanda Baba, like Yashoda Maiya, oh, they can untie. A guru like this, Narada Goswami, can untie. Otherwise, no. Please don't sleep. I know a medicine. Then I will have to apply. So please don't sleep. I know very good medicine for you. I will tell them, oh, you should stand up. And then all will laugh. So don't lose your time. Very good katha will come. Harashi. So, all the kabayo of pure bhakti. They practice bhakti yoga. Vasudevi Bhagavati Kurvanta Atma Prasina, and by that Atma may be. Otherwise there is no any other third, second process to be happy. If you are thinking that, oh, no suffering should come, you don't do any practice for bringing suffering, but yet old age will come. Yet you will have to die. You don't want. No? So if for any happiness you are don't practicing, even that will come. Like sorrow, suffering comes. So why to practice so much? For happiness? Oh, you should chant, remember. Hearing Hari Katha. Her here. No? In there. So in the beginning, Sukadeva Goswami told a history, not history, upakhyan, true history, that once Vyasadeva divided Vedas into four Vedas, and he gave it to his disciples to practice. And he also manifested all Upanishads, so many Purans, Mahabharata, and in Mahabharata Gita was also all kinds of Purans. But still he was not feeling happiness. He was thinking that something lacking in my life. Why I'm not satisfied? And in the meantime, oh, Narada came. What happened after that?
Srila Vyasadeva had compiled and record the Vedas.
You remember all these things? Oh, you should be ready to speak.
Feeling compassion for the fallen unintelligent in Kali Yuga, he divided Veda into four, then subdivided into Brahma Veda, Upanishad Veda, that is the material aspects, the transcendental aspects, compiled and wrote Mahabharata, Upanishads, Puranas, and he also realized them. But still he wasn't satisfied, and he was wondering, why am I not satisfied? At that time, Narada came to him and said, he asked, oh Narada, you know everything. You can enter into the internal regions of everything and everyone, just like the air. So I know that you can answer my question, why I'm not satisfied. Narada plainly asked him, you've written everything, but you have not written, or have you written, about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, how Mother Yasoda twists Krishna's ear and binds him simply by the ropes of her hair. Have you written that? Vyasadeva said, no, I haven't. I haven't realized it, so how can I write it? He's not like us now, that without any realization, we're writing and thinking that we're so great and we can make some name and fame from our writing. I haven't realized, so how can I write? So Narada said, then what have you written? You haven't written anything. Have you written about Rasleela? How although there were billions of gopis in Ras dance, when Radharani left, Krishna left all of them and went to follow her? Have you written how he's bound by the love and affection of the gopis, particularly Radharani, and how he even paints his name on her feet so that his name, knowing that Nam and Nami are one, can always be, he can always be at the feet of Radharani? Have you written that? Vyasadeva said, no, how can I write that? So Narada said, then you haven't written anything, and that's why you're satisfied. You've done nothing. He ordered him.
You have written for so many dharma shastra, Ved, Puran, and all other things. And you have confused all. That is, who is supreme personality of Godhead? You have not written. And that personality of God has so much love and affection for all. You have not written. You have written that we are searching Krishna, our personality of God, Supreme Lord. But he is searching us, you have not written. So much worry. And he is weeping for his devotees. And he wants to serve all the devotees. You have not written all these things. You have confused them. That who is supreme? Lord Shankar or Ganesh or Durga or who is supreme? You have not clearly taught. So all are in doubt. So you should confirm this, that who is supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, and he is ocean of a rush, and that Swamrani told. Then he practiced bhakti yoga, and very soon he realized all these things, and he saw in trance all the sweet pastimes of Krishna. And then he wrote in like Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he became happy. So, a guru is needed. A guru like Narada Goswami is needed. He is the original guru of in Satya Yuga, like Valmiki. He is guru of Dhruva. He is Narada, is Guru of Prahlad, Pracheta, and so many, not only one. So his Guru. And by his instruction following, all became happy. They realized soul and Krishna. Everything. So without a Guru, you cannot be happy. And from beginning, if you want to be a Guru, then you cannot be. Never and never. Try to follow strongly the teachings of you.